Those are thoughts this week. And two things mainly. One is the mass test I released, and the second is Molokai Tu Oahu Women's. I'm going to start with the mass test. I tested the Project Cedrus, the No Limits, and the Code masts, and just the flat water paddle ups, and noticed no issues with stiffness in any of them, even with a 13 aspect ratio foil, the 860R. But did notice a difference in takeoff speeds, or the ability to release the board from the water, and then the glide. So, how important is glide on a mast? How important is weight on a mast? And how important is the thickness of the cord? Yes, thickness and the cord on a mast. So they're the few things I tested, and it was cool to feel the differences back to back with the same sort of setup. And there was no doubt the Project Cedrus had the best glide, and the No Limits was definitely the lightest. And then the Code went up high on the mast because of the taper. Was very similar to the Project Cedrus. The No Limits definitely had less like efficiency or glide once up and going, but it was really easy to get up and going because of the weight. So there's basically different things you can get out of each different mast, and better is determined on what your aim is. And if I was surfing, the glide is actually something I don't really want. But if I'm downwind or I'm flat water pumping, the glide is definitely something I want. So pros and cons, and depending on what discipline it is you're doing and what your focus is, one focus will depend on that. Stiffness obviously is the better test for sort of wing foiling in waves or surf foiling or even downwind foiling. I'm going to do that test later on. But two more tests I want to do, one winging in waves, so to sort of feel how it goes powered up and for speed, and then also how it feels on a wave to surf. So sort of it's like a winging and surfing, because when you wing surf foiling, you're pretty much just surf foiling because the wing's out the back. And then I want to do a downwind test, so paddling up in bumps and then gliding in and see what feels better. And then Molokai Tu Oahu, last week I did a bit of a men's preview, and this week I want to talk about the women's. And from my last check, there were four women who have entered for the sup foil for Molokai Tu Oahu. There was no Olivia, who's the reigning champ. I'm gonna message her and see what's going on. But Annie Reichert, Gabriella, and Andrea Moeller are the three they've done before. And then there's a new entrant from that I didn't see last year, Rachel, and she's from Honolulu, so she's a local. So all of those women are local women. And it's interesting to see that there aren't many women doing the downwind foiling, and especially even less doing the downwind foil racing. So I'm not sure why that is. It's definitely a bit of a boys' club at the moment. But let's get more chicks doing it. I know that Fiona Wild is looking at doing more racing, but Molokai Tu Oahu doesn't line up because the Gorge Paddle Challenge is actually at the same time, and that's a home event, so she wants to be there for that. But I know she's excited to do a bit more sup foiling this year. I know Olivia Piana's still, pretty focused on that too. But interesting to see that there aren't many other women that are looking to do the downwind sup foil. There's a few girls locally here in the Northern Beaches. There's a few girls over in Western Australia, but minority. Is a lot smaller. So we need to fix that. Let's get more girls into it. But yeah, that's it. That's my Thursday thoughts for this week. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And I still do want to do that podcast talking about all the different dark horses and favorites and what's not, so on and so forth with the Molokai Tu Oahu. I want to talk a little bit about brands too, and which brands are coming out with like what seem to be the most competitive foils. We just saw actually F1 come out with the Eagle X, which is obviously looking to compete in the downwind scene. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see if there's any more releases in the next few months heading up to Molokai Tu Oahu. But yeah, thanks for tuning in.